Father-daughter bonding is important. Why? We'll get that from the author of a book called The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter next.
Encounter Jesus on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Jen Brown, Jeb Eichheid, and you, thank you for spending some time with us. It's 8:43 and 71 degrees. Alan Migliore is the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, and he has advice on raising daughters with us this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for being with us. Now, why is it important for fathers to have a strong bond with their daughters?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's what an open-ended question. Thank you. But it's such an important bond because daughters look to their father to see how they expect men to treat them for the rest of their lives. And that should be a scary, scary statement for a lot of men to hear. Because if you're not treating your wife the way that you expect your daughter's husband to treat her someday, you're in for a rude awakening, because that's exactly what she looks for later on.
And so why is it different, raising of a boy different than raising of a girl, Alan?
Well, so I don't have any boys. I have three daughters, and I couldn't answer that question from somebody in the, you know, in that viewpoint. But I can tell you from my observation that boys, since I'm a son to my father, and I look to my father for the way that I should treat others and the way that I should approach the world and the way that I should treat women someday. And as a father raising a daughter, I want to make sure that I'm setting a good example to the way that they should be treated and they should expect to be treated by men someday. But it's a little bit different of an angle, because that father-daughter that father-daughter relationship is so important, because girls have to have that. If a woman doesn't have a strong father figure in her life, you can tell because of the things that she does later on in life, maybe dressing immodestly or looking for love in all the wrong places, so to speak. They look for that affection that they can only really get from their father in their younger years.
Alan Migliore is with us. He's the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. So, Alan, being the father of several daughters, is this why you wrote the book?
It is. That's one of my inspirations to write the book. But what really I felt moved by the Holy Spirit to write this, I see so many fathers that just don't pay any attention to their daughters. And, you know, I don't have a son, so I'm, you know, it's just a daughter and let my wife raise her. That's a horrible attitude to have, because that you're missing out. You know, you're missing out if you have a daughter and you're not paying attention to her, or you're not giving her attention, and you're not spending those father-daughter dates and taking her, you know, just the two of you going and spending time and having FaceTime person to person, so to speak, instead of electronically. You're really missing out. You know, we only have one shot at this, and it doesn't mean that you can't go back and do something over and say you're sorry, but I see too many men that just leave their families behind because something younger and visibly prettier comes their way, and they throw their wives aside and everything that goes with it. And it's a shame, and it breaks my heart to see men treat their families that way. So that was a big motivating force for me writing The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, because our vision of manliness is so twisted. You know, a lot of times you think, well, I'm a man if I can drink the most beer, or if I can sleep with the most women, or, you know, if I can watch the most football on a Sunday. Well, those are not manly measures. The measure of a man is how well you take care of your family.
Yeah, it's very true. Alan, you know, as men, sometimes we forget that, don't we? We fall into the lies of the culture, and like you had said, some of those things that they tell us how to be a man, but they don't really make us men. And so to have our daughters looking up to somebody like that is obviously a bad thing. Well, you have a chapter in your book titled Teach Your Daughter How to Fight. And I'm assuming you don't mean physically, but let me know. What does that mean?
Well, I do and I don't. I mean, I think that my father was a professional boxer growing up. And when he taught me how to keep my hands up, and he put me in a ring at a young age, you know, to show me how to fight and how to box, I took that lesson to raise my daughters with, because they do know how to protect themselves physically, but they also know when to protect themselves physically. Mm. But more so than that, the lessons that I learned to protect myself, I teach my daughters that spiritually. The spiritual battle is something that they are in a fight with daily. They may not have a physical altercation daily, and God forbid that ever happens, but I want them to know how to protect themselves that way as well. But protecting yourself spiritually is so important, they have to keep their guard up at all times, you know, and you have a boy that comes and sweet talks you, and, you know, or girlfriends that are saying, hey, you know, it's just a little bit of weed, you know, come smoke this with us. It's not going to hurt. You don't have to go to church on Sunday. You know, you can, I'm sleeping with my boyfriend. You should be sleeping with your boyfriend too. Those are things that I'm talking about more so than physical altercations. You're in a spiritual battle daily with everyone around you, and so you've got to know how to protect yourself and how to do it eloquently. It's a sweet science of protecting yourself spiritually.
Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. It's 8:48 and 71 degrees. We're talking with the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, Alan Migliorato. And Alan, something that I learned actually later in life was the importance of the protection of my soul. And so I had a beautiful, devoted, faithful Catholic mother and grandmother. And so I learned a lot of faithful Catholic things. But somewhere along the line, the importance of the protection of my soul maybe didn't get through all the Catholic teaching and the different things that I learned. But I did eventually learn it. And I think St. Joseph was a great inspiration and a wonderful helpmate in learning some of that and some beautiful prayers, because he was such a family protector. He was so great in protecting his family in a silent but loving way. And learning how to protect your soul and the souls of others around you, I think it was after I became a mother, I learned the importance of protecting my soul and my children's souls, my child's soul. You said it earlier. Protecting your children's soul.
Oh, it's such a thing that really can sneak in, you know, and it's one of those things where society tells us something is okay, and if the minute that we stand up and we say something that goes against the popular opinion, now we've become an outcast. And because we don't want to be an outcast, because it's human nature to want to belong, affectionate, you know, receive affection from others, that's human nature. It's, of course, yes, we want to belong. We want to be allowed to, you know, to be part of something. But the problem is that we humans, as humans, and especially young girls, they tend to care so much about what everybody around them thinks. And you can see that by the social media that they use. I mean, how many likes they have tells them whether or not they're on the right track for their life. And that's a scary thing. Well, I have, you know, 1,000 followers and I got 300 likes on that video I posted, but I noticed that I get 400 likes when I show a little bit more skin. Well, that's a scary thing. That's a very scary thing for a young girl to think that, you know, people telling her that she's right doesn't necessarily mean that she's right in God's eyes. So protecting your soul means putting God first, keeping a focus on God, and being able to speak the truth with love to those around you and saying, listen, you know, you have a girlfriend that my daughter has told a couple of her friends, listen, I don't think that what you're doing is the smartest thing for your salvation someday, you know, and you're not doing the right thing. You're not leading the right life, and I'm worried for you. I love you, and I'm here for you, but I can't support those decisions you're making, you know, and that's a strong thing to be able to do for a young girl, to be able to tell her friends, I don't approve of the lifestyle that you're living. I love you, and I'm here to support you, but I can't support those choices.
That's beautiful.
So we need to make some changes.
Yeah. Did you have a shopping trip with your daughter that was able to be a helpful tool in explaining some of this, Alan?
I did, and it was such a funny experience. It was when my daughter went to Catholic school. I have three daughters, and my oldest one, when she started going to high school, we decided we're gonna send it to a public high school, and so, you know, she wanted to go look at some clothes, and I said, okay, let's go shopping trip. We need some clothes, because obviously you can't wear your school uniform. Well, you could, but that's going to be a really strange thing for you to do. So we're going to go buy some clothes. So she tries on, you know, something, comes out of the dressing room, and she goes, how do you like this? And I said, well, where's the rest of it? You know what I mean? Is that the whole dress, or is that just the shirt and you forgot to put your pants on? She goes, no, Dad, this is the way that, you know, that people dress. And I go, okay. I go, well, what if somebody thinks, you know, anything less of you? And because I raised my daughters to be very confident, her response, which I loved, was, I really don't care what people are thinking about me. I know who I am. And I said, okay, that makes sense. I go, so I'll be right back. She goes, well, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going to go try that dress on, see if they have it in my size. She goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, if you can try it on, I could try it on. She goes, Dad, everyone's going to think you're some kind of pervert going in a girl's dressing room and coming out in a dress. I said, well, I said, Angela, what difference does it make what they think about me if I know who I am? She goes, okay, I'll go change. Why don't you just say that you want me to go change my dress? I said, because it's up to you. If that's really who you are. She goes, I get it. I get it. So, like, we sat down and had a conversation of, I understand what you're saying. I don't want, that's not who I am. I don't want people to think that that's who I am. So if you're going to represent yourself the right way. So that was a great teaching lesson that I got to spend time with my daughter and have her realize the right answer instead of me telling her, just because she was afraid I was going to come out of the dressing room in a dress. And thank God it went that way, because I think I would have went far enough to actually put the dress on and come out just to prove a point.
Embarrassing dad moments, which dads are very good at. They like to do those things.
They are very good at those things. It's 8:54. We're speaking with Alan Migliorato, the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. I am Jeb Aisha with Jen Brown. Alan, how do you feel about your daughter having boyfriends?
I would rather them just become nuns and not have to worry about this, but that is something that I think is human nature. It's wherever their vocation is, you know, and my vocation was to be married and not to be a priest, but I take it just as seriously because it is my call to my vocation. So I think it's important for them to know how to regulate boyfriends. And so I have a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, who on Facebook or something, he saw, you know, a picture of my daughter with a boyfriend that she had. And he goes, dude, you let your daughter have a boyfriend? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. He goes, well, you're not worried about her getting pregnant? And I said, well, whoa, back up. I mean, just because she has a boyfriend, how do you get from having a boyfriend to thinking that she's sleeping with him?
Yeah.
She goes, well, that's what girls do at that age, you know, 16, 17, 18, that's what they're doing. And I said, well, that may be what you think they're doing. I said, but you're assuming a lot. And so I've had these talks with my daughters as well, as, you know, how do you feel about saving yourself a marriage? And they're all saving themselves for marriage. But that doesn't mean that you can't date a boy in between here and there. They're very picky about who they do spend their time with. And none of them have boyfriends at the moment, but they have, and I'm fine with it. And, you know, the funny thing is, the nicer that I am to these boys when they bring them around, the more scared these boys get. And I'm a pretty big guy, but I find, like, I don't try to intimidate them. I'm just nicer to them than they expect me to be. And it's like they're waiting for something to snap. And I'm not going to be like that. I'm just going to be very nice to them, you know. And if they're not getting along with my daughter, it's my daughter's. She knows how to handle herself, and she can tell them to take a hike, which has happened. You know, it happens, but thank God that I have that relationship with my daughter to give her the confidence to do those kind of things.
Yeah, that's beautiful. In 30 seconds, Alan, what's some advice for fathers to daughters?
My advice to fathers, for fathers to have daughters, please spend time with them. Get their lives focused on God. Go to church every Sunday with your family and sit next to your wife and have your daughters argue about who sits on your other side. That's my most important thing, is spend time with your family and spend time with your daughters before it's too late.
Author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, it is Alan Migliorato. Thank you, Alan, for being with us, and God bless.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.